Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Beitza, daf Chav Dalet, and we are on daf Chav Dalet, and we are in the Oz V'Hadar, we're on daf Chav Beis, and here we go. We started discussing the Machlokas, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, about Smicha, a Machlokas that goes back many, many generations, one of the early Machlokos we had in the last daf, David HaMelech's death, Ptira, the Yerushalmi said that David HaMelech died on Shavuos. After the Bavli, Shabbos, Daf Lamed, David HaMelech died on Shabbos, the Chassam Sofer, maybe it means the same thing, right? Tosfos suggests that maybe there's a machlokas here, right? Because the Mishnah Melech points out, or else, what's our whole Gemara's discussion, that they have to come up with an excuse why they didn't give the Karbanos on Shavuos? It was also Shabbos, so it must be there's a machlokas. But others suggest, no, maybe it was just Shavuos, and Shabbos means Shavuos, like the Chassam Sofer suggests there. Shabbos Daf Lamed, Kulam Shabsos Hashem. There's an interesting discussion. The Shemana Tov, in one of his Sfarim, points out the connection of David HaMelech to Shavuos and Moshe Rabbeinu to Shavuos. Because David and Moshe, David HaMelech, according to this Yerushalmi, David died on Shavuos. Moshe Rabbeinu's due date was on Shavuos. If Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zion Adar, so 3 months, that would have been his due date would have been 3 months later, which is Vav Sivan. So there's a connection to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's the Moshe and David. The Shemana Tov quotes the Vilna Gaon, who says on the pasuk, "Akol Kol Yaakov." Look in the pasuk. One of those kolos is spelled Kol Male, and one of them is spelled Kol Chaser, with a vav and without a vav, and that symbolizes the two kolos of every Jew. The call of tefillah, that's the call chaser, the broken call, the lacking call. We can't approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu if we think we're whole, if we think we're complete. And then we have the call of Torah, the loud call, the proud call, the full call. Those are the two kolos, and that's what's symbolized by Moshe and David, and the connection of Shavuos. Shavuos is about the kolos of the Jew. So that was reflected in the last year, where we had the exciting line of David HaMelech dying on Shavuos. That is the Yerushalmi that's quoted by the Rishonim. And then we had Baba Ben Buta, the Talmud of Beis Shammai, who brought the Mesorah that the Halacha is like Beis Hillel. So based on that story, right, the Gemara is going to say we learned two things from that story. Again, let's start the story again was Hillel HaZaken brought a carpenter to the Beis HaMikdash, and Talmidei Shammai surrounded him and said, "Hey, what are you doing?" And what did he do? He didn't want to make a fight. He wanted to be quiet about it, as Rashi quotes, and the Karban Eda quotes it, Mipnei Amvasanusa, because of his humility. So he paskin, Mishana Mipnei Hashalom, like Gemara Yevamis, Daf Samachay, says that you're allowed to lie to keep the peace. So he made it up that it was really in a keva, and really it was really a zachar. And then what happens? Because of that, because it was quiet, and he didn't say, no, this is what I paskin. So that's why later on, as the Gemara says, the Talmidei Shammai wanted to be koveya, the halacha like Beis Shammai, until Baba Ben Buta came along and said, no, this is the Mesorah that I have, that the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Good. So based on that, the Gemara says there are three things we learned from the story. Amra B'Yisrael Bar Elazar, Chada Amra. We're going to go with the Sefer Charedim's pshat of the following three items. They're a little bit obscure, each of these lines, but we're going to go with the Charedim's pshat. Hada Amra, what do you learn from this story? Bisherusa Baya Mulyai. What does that mean? Bisherusa, at the beginning, Baya Mulyai, you have to stand up for what you believe. Meaning what? If Hillel would have said, right, when the Talmidei Shammai came to him and said, no, this is what I'm doing, and the halacha should be like me, then the whole thing wouldn't have happened. There wouldn't have been any crack in the armor, so to speak, that the Talmidei Shammai could get up and say, the halacha is going to be like us. So, b'sheirusa b'emulah, it's a somewhat of a negative of a way that Hillel could have acted differently. Look at the Sefer Charedim. Benamaisa hazeh anu lemeidim shlosha dvar. Harishona, number one, de la olam bitchila yisgaber adam. If a person is in a discussion, you should express your ideas strongly. V'lo yaniach bar plukte she yechazek v'yisgaber alav. Don't let the other person overcome. Again, it doesn't mean that you don't listen to the other person. Right? After all, what does that Gemara in Ervin Daf Yud Gimel in the Bavli say? That the reason that we paskin like Beis Hillel, that the Baskol said, Allah is Beis Hillel, because they're mocked them divrei Beis Shammai l'divrei him, that they listen to Beis Shammai shita and they and they focus on it. So it doesn't, this Gemara, this line doesn't mean that you don't listen to the other person, but it just means you state your opinion strongly also. So, v'lo yanich bar plukte sheyachazik v'yiskaber alav. She'ilu Hillel lo hera chalishus chayil. If Hillel wouldn't have been so reticent when he was confronted by the Talmidei Shammai, kishechibur olav Talmidei Shammai, v'haya medaber gdolos kinegdom, and he would be medaber gdolos, he would speak strongly, so then, lohaya acher maves Hillel guvern shel Beis Shammai, the later gen thing wouldn't have, the whole, later event wouldn't have occurred, and they said b'sherusa means b'tchila, so that's why b'sherusa, again, sherusa is a hard word to translate, sometimes, Sherusa means portion, right? Batza akula Sherusa, the Gemara in Shabbos and in Brachos. So, but here, Sherusa, according to the Haredim, means the beginning. So the beginning, when you have a beginning of an argument, boy mule, you have to, express yourself strongly. Okay. Number one. Number two, Sama de Kisa Mineyube. Sama de Kisa. The cutting of a tree, Mineyube, comes from it itself. What does that mean? So explains the Haredim. The way that Beis Shammai was, so to speak, weakened, was from a Talmud of Beis Shammai, right? Who was the Koveyad Halacha like Beis Hillel? Baba Ben Buta. Baba Ben Buta was a Talmud of Shammai. So the cutting of a tree, what's the mashal? When you cut down a tree, you use an axe. The axe handle is made of wood. So the wood is cutting the wood. So when you cut down a tree, you have to take something that came from the tree, the wood, and then cut down the tree. Sama de kisa minei ubei. Let's read the Haredim. Krisas ha'ilan, tzorach sheyeh minei ubei. Klomar, be'et shekamoso, lo bebarza levad. Right? With wood like it, not just metal. Ki had amrinan, like we say, shehayu arazim fu'arim, rabim enechmadim sasimu mishorim. Right? They were very high, very strong tree, very strong, trees. Vine ro, archasish me'elim, v'gmalim, v'chulim, it gives the mashal. Let's skip down. V'hachanami, ilu lohaya baben buta, shuhu mishal beishamai, negdam lenatzcham, if baben buta, who's from their other side, wouldn't have stood up to beishamai, lohayu kol beishilo, ichon lenatzeach le beishamai. They wouldn't have been able to do it. Wouldn't have been able to do it. Ah, so that is, number two. And number three that we learn, called Gumra Delo Kave Bishaita Lo Kavye. Again, hard phrase, obscure phrase to understand. So Gumra is coals, we know. So called Gumra Delo Kavye Bishaita, any coal that's not burning at its time, Lo Kavye is not going to burn. What does that mean? So explains the Haredim, called Gachel, Shadam Nogebo Tchila Lo Nichve, Klomar, Shesaval Hatzar Vishasak Shuv Eno Nichve Bimena. So the way that the Haredim understands this line is anybody who gets burned by a coal and is able to control themselves and not shriek out and be affected, so then they're not going to get burned again. Meaning their body is already, used to it. Look at Rechaim Kanievsky on this last line. He has a different shot. He says, Kol Gachelas She'ena Bo Eres Betchila. If you have a coal that isn't strong at the beginning, meaning you don't light it on fire strongly, then it's never gonna burn well. Meaning you have a coal, like you make a barbecue. Yeah, the coal has to be strong and lit, and then over the next amount of time, it could get less and less. We've had the different types of gichalim, omimos and boaros. Chazal talk about two different types of coals. So, but says the Rechai Kadiyevsky, called gichal she'ena bo eres betchila shuv eno bo eres shaholeches umitztanenes. It gets cooler. Vitzricha eish harbe lahavira. It would need a lot of fire to light it up. The Yavhacha also here sha'ama bebemuta va'asa maisa huk v'halacha kebeis hilal. Right, bebemuta stood up. And was Kovea the Maisa like Beis Hillel. So, meaning he squashed the coals of Beis Shammai not to be lit, and therefore it never got lit. Good. Shuv, back to the Gemara. Shuv, Maisa, Be'echad, Mitamei, the Hillel, Shevi, Ola, Sol, Azara. There was a story, one of the students of Hillel, that brought his Ola to the Azara. V'samach, and he did Smicha. V'ro, Echad, Mitamei, the Shammai. V'ro, Echad, Mitamei, so I'm Amarle, Mazeh, Smicha. What's with the Smicha? Right, he must not have realized that it was an ola, because that's even more basic. Not just smicha, right? Meaning he thought it was the Talmud of Shammai thought it was a shlamim that he was doing smicha on. Right, ola would have been even worse. He says, but he just argued on the what's the smicha? Right, you want to do this against my rebbe? Amarle mazeh shtika. So he says back. The student said, it's better for you to be quiet. Mazashtika, Karmana Eda, Tova Haisel Chashtika, meaning, does not like your Rebbe, I'm sorry. Mazashtika, Shidku b'nezifa v'halachlo. So he quieted him with nezifa, ga'ara, like the Karmana Eda says, ga'ara, that he, literally made a sound to him, or Kiva, or the Rav Chaim Nevsky, Kiva sheshitku tama de beisila benezifa halachla, right? So, and that was the end of the story. So it's interesting. The Hillel, he didn't act like Hillel, right? Hillel, he was tried to keep the peace and he was quiet and he tried to fake it with the tail. But here, the Talmud of Hillel didn't act like his Rebbe. This is Rav Yaakov Emdin in the Yavetz here in Beitza Dav Chaf. So he says Shasko benezifa. The story is also quoted there. Nir beinai. Why didn't he act like his Rebbe? Right, Midas Rabbo. Ki ba'oso hayom shehevi Hillel, because on the day that Hillel brought his Ola, Gavar Yadam Shel Beis Shammai, Vayetzara Kiniya. Because on that day that Hillel brought his Ola, there was one behavior that was needed. V'zohaya achar shekvar Gavar Yadam Shel Beis Hillel. Right. At the time when Hillel was there, it would have really been a machlokas. The halacha wasn't nikva yet. And because it wasn't nikva yet, that's where there was a discussion and Hillel didn't want to get into the discussion and stand up strong. But afterwards, the later generation, after the halacha was already like Beis Hillel, so the Talmud said, I'm going to be like Beis Hillel. So it's fascinating. This line is, why didn't he act like his Rebbe? Sure, doesn't a Talmud always have to act like a Rebbe? Not always. Not always. You know, sometimes there's a situation that is different. And if the situation is different, that it's not always appropriate to exactly act like a Rebbe, right? The Gemara talks about that Yeshua ben Nun, the Gemara faults Yeshua ben Nun, so to speak. Yeshua ben Nun, well, even start before Yeshua ben Nun. Yitzchak Avinu wanted to do exactly like his father, right? Avraham Avinu went down to Mitzrayim during the famine. And what happened? Hashem told him, no, you can't go down because you're an Ola Tzmima. You have to go to Grar. You can't go down to Mitzrayim. He wanted to do what his Rebbe did. No, he can't go down. Can't go down because sometimes things change. Rav Schechter likes to quote this based on Rav Salvation's ideas. I think he writes about this in Be'ikvei Hatzon. And that is, sometimes there's a difference between being a Machadesh and being a Mishaneh. Right? The Misora doesn't always mean that we have to do exactly like our forefathers. In our case, in our Gemara, the Talmud of Hillel did not act like Hillel. Hillel covered up. He didn't want to start a machlokes, but the Talmud did. Not because he was going against his Rebbe's Misora, but because at the time, earlier, it wasn't Nikva like Beis Hillel yet. And here, at the later generation, it was ready Nikva, so he could stand up and he acts differently. Right? So that's like Yitzchak Avin. Those conditions are different. Right? He's an Ola Tamima. Right? You could be, Rav Salvation's Lashon is, sometimes you have to adapt Torah to the new situation. Chas v'shalom being a Mishaneh. We're not Mishaneh being changing the Mesorah, but we could be a Mechadesh. Be a Mechadesh. The Tarnat Velio says, Masa, we always have to ask the question of Masa Yagiyu Masai Lamasai Avosai. And Svasemes suggests, B'derek Drush, Masa Yagiyu. What does Yagiyu mean for the Lashon Negiyah to touch? My actions have to be a Hemshech of the earlier generation's actions. Masa yagiyu masai, l'masai avot. Doesn't mean I have to do exactly what they did, but it has to be a hemshech. And that's also, the Marsha points this out in Sanhedrin, that Yeshua ben Nun, right, when they crossed into the Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua ben Nun made a cherim on Yericho. And you can't take from Yericho, and that's what led to the problems. So Achan took from the spoils, and everybody was, and by eye, there were a number of people killed. But what was the problem? Moshe Rabbeinu had charamim, so why didn't Yeshua? What was the problem with Yeshua ben Nun making a cherim? The answer is explained in the Marsha there, it's Sanhedrin around Daf Mem Dalet or so, that the conditions were different. Because once Yeshua ben Nun is in Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. Once there's Arvus, then making a cherim might not be appropriate. Because if one person takes, then the other person is going to get faulted for it. Right? Hanistaros l'Hashem elokeinu v'aniglos lanu l'vaneinu. Right? There's a difference. Right? That's what they here it is. The Gemara Sanhedrin daf mem dalet am an aleph on the bottom. Right? Ata kumlecha almale ata garamta lahem. Right? Hashem says to Yeshua. V'anu to karmale ba'ai v'asisa la'ai ulamalka kasher asisa li'richa ulamalka. Because you can't just always do the same because the conditions are different. Like in our case, the conditions were different, and therefore he shouldn't have done. If you look in the Marsha there, I'll read you the Lashon. The Lashon, Mashma, the Yeshua Chidesh in Yinzeh. Very Moshe Asa, because it was Gimel Pa'amim. The Yafa Asa Lomoi Moshe. Right? Shouldn't he have learned from Moshe? That's one of the, he quotes from the Mefarshim. Ve'in Makam Lukush Yaso. De Moshe, says the Marsha. Vade Asa Yafa Shalo Ye Anchu Kol Yisrael Alzeh. Im Yavar Echan Mehem. Lehanos Min Hacherim. Sha'adayin Lo Ne'en Shu Yisrael Al Hanistaros. Lashem Aniglos. Alvo be Yoshua, keep in Shavu Yisrael Sayar Denia Anchubo. Unbelievable comment of the Marsha. That there's a difference between the two situations. So that's reflected here as well, in terms of the Talmud of Hillel and Hillel. We continue. Says the, one other Ha'ara, just to talk about this. He said he was Shasko ben Ezifa, right? Sometimes, like Hillel. Hillel, another, way to look at it. Hillel, didn't say anything. And the Talmud said something. Right? We have to know when to say something, when not to say something. That's the Rambam. We haven't quoted it in a while, but the Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos and Perek Aleph Halacha Tezayin in Mishnah Tezayin in Pirkei Avos, where the Mishnah says, "V'lo masasi guv tov ela hashtika." That's where the Rambam talks about all the different categories of speech. And you know, being quiet is something that you know we also have to do sometimes. Maybe we'll mention those five if we have time at the end, but let's just continue first. But again, the Rambam talks about there, about when shtika is appropriate. Says the Mishnah, Beishamay Omrim, lo yachim adam l'chama l'raglav, elam kein hayiru'in l'shtia. Beishamay says, we had this before when we spoke about mitoch. Beishamay does not hold a mitoch. Mitoch shehutcha l'tzarech ochal nefesh, hutcha shalol l'tzarech ochal nefesh. No, Beishamay says, you're only allowed to warm up water on Shabbos to drink. But what's the language of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, you're only allowed to warm up water. Now that I warm up water for your legs, unless it's ro'ui to drink. That's a little more flexible, according to the Pashup Shot of the Mishnah. We'll see, the Gemara is going to have 2 days about this. But the Pashup Shot of the Mishnah, Beishamai says, you can warm up water to drink as long as it is drinkable. Ubeis Hillel matir. Beis Hillel says, no, even if it's not drinkable. That's what it sounds like. Right? That's the Pashup Shot of the Mishnah. Look at the Recham Karmana Eda. What's the reason for Beishamai? The ochal nefesh hitir akasav lo lahavir or bishvil rechitza. Right, ochal nefesh, not to wash with. So machloket v'sham beis hillel, va'ose midura u'mischami kinegda. And the last line of the Mishnah, you can make. We'll see later on. You could expand a fire to get warmed by u'mischami kinegda. Who is that according to? We'll have to see. And how much? What's the context of that line? So Gemara says pato latrin patrin. There's two pshatim of the Mishnah. The first pshat, al daitin de beis shamay v'hu sheshasa mehen. First daya is that when Beishamai says, Beishamai doesn't hold the mitoch, shalol tzarech ochal nefesh, but Beishamai says, not only, again, this is against the pashup shot of the Mishnah. The first day of the Gemara says, Beishamai requires you to drink some of it. V'hu sheshasa mehen. Not just the water. You're allowed to warm up water, not only if it's drinkable, but that you're planning to drink it. And if that's true, then Beis Hillel is just one level down. Al daita de Beis Hillel, when Beis Hillel says you don't need that, what is he definitely needs something though. Fein sheiru in l'shtia. No, they have to be drinkable. So again, that's the one more machmir pshat of the Mishnah. Beishamai says you have to actually drink it. Beishamai says, no, you don't need to have to be drink it, but it has to be drinkable. Meaning even within mitoch, there is a limit of what is allowed. It still has to have ability to drink it. So that's one pshat. The Rishonim, the Rashba, here on the Chafalef and Tosfos, this is not the pshat of the Mishnah, right? V'osim, let's first continue in this first day. V'osim midura u'mischami kinegda. One can make a fire and get warmed by it. Divrei Hakol, everyone would have a limit, meaning even Beis Hillel would have a limit, according to this first pshat of Gemara, on that last line. V'osim kumkum kinegda midura. You're only allowed to make a fire to warm with if you're also boiling a kettle in that fire, because even Beis Hillel, according to this first day up, has limits on mitoch. Again, Beis Shammai says you have to only allow to warm up water to actually drink. Beis Hillel, as long as it's drinkable, and you have to have something connected to ochel nefesh, to actual ochel nefesh. That's why making the fire would only be if you have a kettle there. But pater lach pantan acharen, but there's another daya. The other daya, the way to understand the Mishnah, just add in a few words here, the pashup shot of the Mishnah. Right? Beis Shammai would say, you don't have to actually have kavana to drink it. As long as it is drinkable, that's good enough. And Beis Hillel then would say, no, even more mako, more flexible, you don't need any ochal nefesh connection. right? It doesn't have to be drinkable. And if that's the true, so then the last line of the Mishnah would depend. Al dateo de Beis Shammai, who has a limited view, vushiyeb kum 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 madura. Right? He says it has to be drinkable, so even when you make a fire, it would have to be only if there's a kumkum being, there's a kettle being warmed. Al dateo de Beis Hillel, but according to the second understanding of the Mishnah, Beis Hillel does not even require ra'ui to drink, afilu enam kumkum kum madura. Even if it's not kum madura, that would be allowed. So again, that's the two points on this. The Pashup Shot, again, that we're talking about and how we explained it, the Sefer Charedim and others, that this is an issue of Mitoch. This is an issue of Mitoch. Some Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ramban, in Shabbos, in Aflam Etes, say this isn't about Mitoch. This is about how do you define Ochol Nefesh? Not with Shalolitz or Ochol Nefesh. How do you define Ochol Nefesh itself? Does Ochol Nefesh only mean food? Literally food and drink consumption, or maybe any physical enjoyment could be called ochel nefesh. So warming my body, maybe that's ochel nefesh. You don't have to get to mitoch, you don't have to get to the next stage of shalol etzarech. Maybe it's about ochel nefesh itself. That's one ha'ara. Also the Rashba here in Beitza, that was the Rashba in Shabbos, but Rashba here in Beitza discusses, though he thinks that the Adav Chaf Aleph assumes that the second shot is the, as we know, is the pashup shot of the Mishnah. Pirish says the Rashba. Lo yahachem adam chamin. Pirish. Lav lemeimer shim hoyumayim yafim ruim l'shtia shim mutar lachim l'raglav. Beishamay doesn't own the mitoch. It doesn't mean if it's ra'ui, it's mutar. El hachikamer elamkin ru'uyin l'shtia v'shehucham l'shtia. You have that in mind. Mi Yerushalmi ika lishna achrina. The first day, ru'uyin l'shtia mamish. He notes that the Yerushalmi has 2 days about it. But he thinks that don't take the Gemara, he liked the first pshat. Don't take the Mishnah so literally. It doesn't have to be only re'uyin l'shtia. It has to be kavana l'shtos. Right? The Rashba thinks that the first pshat, I misspoke before. The Rashba thinks the first pshat is the one that's, fits to the, pshat of the Mishnah, even though it's not the pashup pshat of the Mishnah. Okay, we continue. Chamin, once we're talking about hot water, so the Gemara quotes a braisa. Chamin shuch will be yantif. You have hot water that was warmed on yantif. Right, we're about to quote two things that are totally two different connected, laws, but they're put here together because they have the same, possibly the same limits. So hot water that was heated on yantif. Wash in those. Let it wash. If you have water that was heated on Yantif, you're allowed to. Are there limits in terms of washing? And also, v'chein, ha'mayim shochmu be'erev yashabbos l'shabbos. If you have water that was heated on Erev Shabbos, right, there is a separate gzera, gzeras habalonim, the gzera that the bathhouses in the days of old, the bath housing operators in the days of the Gemara used to lie, and they used to have that hot water, the bathhouses open, and they would say, oh, they heated the water before Shabbos. But really, they heated it on Shabbos. Chazal made a gzera, no bathing in hot water on Shabbos. No bathing. Even if the water was heated before Shabbos, you know, for sure it was heated before Shabbos. It's still not allowed. How widespread was that gzera? How much? I'm not allowed to wash my hands with water that was heated before Shabbos? Like, how much is that? The Rambam quotes this. The Rambam quotes this in Perech of Beis in Hilchos Shabbos. B'pnei ma osru chachamim likanes b'merchas b'Shabbos. B'pnei habalanim shoy b'chamin chamin b'Shabbos. V'omer me'er of Shabbos ochmu. They said, yeah, Xeris, different levels of the Xera. Then they pulled back a little bit. But these are the two cases discussed. So if you have water that was heated on Yantif, or water that was heated before Shabbos, Rav Shmuel, Machlokas, Chat Omar, one holds, Marchis ben part of the other Varaglav. One of them holds that when you're allowed to, they have hot water that's heated on Shabbos, there's still a limit. Mitoch only allows you to wash your hands and face and feet, but not your whole body. Even limb by limb. And also, the Gzeiras HaBalanim still allows this. That's one view, Rav and Shmuel. Again, Marcus Pani Dever Avraglav, it's a limit and an expansion. Number one, it Mitoch only allows this, and the Gzeiras HaBalanim allows this. Marcus Pani Dever Avraglav. The Charana Amar, in the other opinion, again, one's Rav and Shmuel, Marcus Pani Gufo Ivar Mevarim. No. Your whole body, as long as it's not at once, limb by limb. Again, Mitoch would allow only up to this, and the Gzeres HaBalanim still allowed this to be done. V'lo yadin man amar dub, we didn't know who says what. Min ma detani Shmuel, Marcus, b'empanav adavaraglav, Once we had a brisa that Shmuel holds that the first shita, that you're allowed to wash your hands, face, and feet, meaning you're allowed to wash the mitoch, allows you to do this and no more, and the Gderes HaBalanim still allows you to do this. So it must be Rav holds the other opinion that you're allowed to wash Evarim, Evarim. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Shin, in Hilchas Shabbos and in Hilchas Yantif. Right? There are two Shulchan Aruchs here. The Shulchan Aruch in Shin Chaf Vav, that's a siman in Shulchan Aruch about washing on Shabbos. Shin Chaf Vav Aleph, says the Shulchan Aruch, Aser Lirchotz Kol Gufo. You're not allowed to wash your body on Shabbos. Afilu Kol Eiver Ve'Eiver Levad. Even Eiver Eiver. Right? So meaning, the Pasuk like Shmuel, according to this version. Even Eiver Eiver Levad. Afilu B'mayim Shulchan Me'er of Shabbos. Even with water that was heated on Erev Shabbos. Bein im haim bekli, bein haim bekarka. The afil lishpo chamayim al gufo, shower, ulehishtatif aser. Even to pour water on the body and to wash is aser, avol mutter lirchos bohem panav yadav viraglav. You can wash your face, hands, and feet, haga, oshar evarim, or other limbs, kol shein erochei, it's called gufo. As long as one doesn't wash the whole, one's whole body. That is the Shulchan Aruch Shin Chavav, also quoted in Hilchas Yantif, Taf Kuf Yud Aleph. Taf Kuf Yud Aleph. So that's the Shulchan Aruch. Again, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Minach HaKadmonim that we don't even wash in cold water. But the Shulchan Aruch only talks about hot water. But in cold water, that's the Minhag. That's the Minhag of the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. Kasfu Ha, see, Kasfu HaPoskim is a little way learned. Sif Katan Chaf Aleph. Kasva poskim de noagu, shalurchot klau binahar obimikva, de matsui lavoli de schita seor vaod kama ta'amim. And, other reasons as well. That's the minang. Good. Says the Gemara. Chad philosophos shalabar kapara. A certain philosophos, right? Philosophos probably doesn't mean what we call philosophy, right? What the Rambam calls philosophy, what the Achronim call the Vilna Gaon, but philosophus, Shaul Bar Kapara, he asked Bar Kapara, Avlet Shaul Levi Sarisa, and Avlet asked Levi Sarisa. Maybe that was his name, Levi Sarisa, the Karban Eidah says, Kach Shemo, or he asked him, Saris is a eunuch, somebody who can't have children, so maybe he was asking, he was alluding to him a question that is unanswerable. Mutter Lishos Vasar Lerchotz? So he asked him, I don't understand. If you're allowed to cook water on Yatif, you should be able to cook it for any reason. You're allowed to cook it for drinking and not for washing? Why should there be such a distinction? Amar Lei, so Bar Kapara answered, or Levi Sarisa answered, Im tiras saris mischabek imishtecha, shimi neralacha, if you see a saris hugging your wife, would you be upset? Amar Lei, and yeah, sure I'll be upset. Amar Lei, umaki hulacha klum, is there anything, are you damaged at all? Meaning, even if he would be mizana with your wife, He's not royal abia. So why does it bother you so much? So Amalei showed this power. He's like, no, but if my wife is busy hugging Sarisim, then maybe she'll come to be hug other people and there'll be a pirtza. Amalei v'hachash leis parzu, here too. Here too, we don't want the pirtza. Not the pirtza of if we allow washing even for rechitza, that could lead to pirtza. That could lead to pirtza. If you're allowed to wash for your body, which might be, you know, considered an ochal nefesh, so to speak. So not beyond that. So Kivich Yatsa, so once this person left, the philosophos or Avlade, Amrlo Talmidav. So the Talmidim asked Bar Kapar Levi Sarisa, Rabbi Lazeta Chita Bakana, you gave an answer to this person that, you know, didn't hold so much water. Lanu Ma'ata Meshiv, but give us a real Svara. Meaning, what's the Svara for that? Right? Why should it be us or what? Mishum Gzeira? So Amr Lahan, he said, no, it's a Pasuk. Falu Kfar Nemar, Chashiyocha L'chol Nefesh, Hu Levado Yasu Lachem. What's done l'chol nefesh? What's l'chol nefesh? Chazal Darshan, hana'a hashava l'chol nefesh. Only something that is a common, very widespread hana'a is allowed in ochol nefesh. But not if it's only for particular people that get this type of nefesh. So this is a huge sugya. What's davar hashava l'chol nefesh? What's davar hashava? The Gemara is assuming that washing one's whole body is not something that is shava l'chol nefesh, right? And it's only for istinios, and that's why it's not allowed. That's why it's not allowed. And this is a big discussion, bizman hazeh, nowadays, what do you mean, taking a shower and taking, washing one's whole body, that is very shava l'chol nefesh. Many people shower there every day, every other day. So what about, some form of showering on yantif? That is a big sugya. But obviously there's a difference between Shabbos and yantif. Because Shabbos, there's a minag hakanmonim, isur rechitza, even in cold. But a shower, this issue about shava l'chol nefesh, and whether that could change lamaisas, that's a big discussion. Good. Mishnah. Let's just read the Mishnah. Shlosh Devar Begamliel Machber Kedivir Beishamai. There are three halachas that Rabbi Gamliel follows Beishamai. My Mistama, this was before the Baskol, before it was Nikva, that if you go like Beishamai, it's wrong and it's dangerous. But at the earlier time, Rabbi Gamliel was Machber. And the Gemara is going to explain each one. Ain't Tomenes Acham and Biyatav L'Shabbos. You can't do Hatmana. You can insulate food from Yantav to Shabbos. Beizofenes Amenor Biyantav. You can't stand up a menorah. The Haredim says that fell down before Yantif. You can't stand it up on Yantif. They often pitan gritzos el rakikin. You're only allowed to make thin cakes, thin loaves, right? Not thick ones. You can't make thick ones, only thin ones. Why is that? Again, we'll have to see in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Mimen Shal Beis Abba, Lo Yofen Pitan Gritzos el rakikin. And Gamliel says, my father's house only made thin wafers, thin loaves on Yantif. They said back to him, okay, your father was being machmer. Doesn't mean that's halacha. I'll call Yisrael. They were machmer on themselves. So they can be makel on everybody else. Leos ofen piton garitzos v'chari. Everybody else, they said that everything else, they can be makel to everybody else. Right? They were machmer like Beishamai. That was for themselves. But that's not a chumrah that has to be spread. Okay, we'll have to see. The Gemara is going to talk about and extend and explain each of these behaviors. Okay, we'll stop here.